Have you ever felt an emptiness that nothing in life could fill, no matter how much you tried? Today's story is a powerful testimony of how Padre Pio guided a young man out of that void and onto the true path to fulfillment. Stay tuned to hear this inspiring journey.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. In today's video, we have an inspiring story of conversion shared by a young man named Alfredo, originally published on the Spanish Catholic news website Religión en Libertad. It's yet another testament to how Padre Pio continues to influence lives around the world, even to this day. Let's dive right in. Alfredo's story begins in a way that's all too familiar in today's world. He grew up without any religious upbringing. In fact, he wasn't even baptized. There was an attempt by his grandparents to have him secretly baptized with water from the River Jordan, but their plan never succeeded. Reflecting on his early life, Alfredo shared, "I practiced yoga and meditated in front of a Buddha. When you've been on a certain path for years and suddenly want to change, it takes a lot of hard work. My conversion began when I realized I had a soul and I needed to save it. My previous life was an attempt to fill a void." At the age of 16, Alfredo had a moment of clarity. His life needed to change. In August 2016, he found himself in a hippie eco-village in Cardiz, a province in southern Spain. Here he exchanged labor for food and accommodation. However, it wasn't long before an anxiety attack struck him. "What am I doing here?" he asked himself. Around his neck he wore a medal of Saint Pio of Petrelcina, surrounded by discussions on gender ideology, yoga, and nudism. Alfredo recalls thinking, "This has to change. I can't be here with Padre Pio." Now, the article doesn't mention how Alfredo came to possess this medal of the Holy Capuchin. Perhaps it was a gift from someone in the community. But let's continue. It was at this moment that Alfredo made a life-changing decision. He would leave the hippie camp and embark on the Camino de Santiago, the pilgrimage to the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, Spain. While Alfredo initially held many negative opinions about the church, his perspective began to slowly change thanks to a book, Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Saint of the Stigmata by José María Zavala. Reflecting on its impact, he shared, "I started reading it and realized how different Catholicism was from what I've been told. I thought Catholicism was an elitist religion, tied to the luxuries of the church that should be alongside the poor. I had a distorted view, and Padre Pio gave me the image of a humble, poor priest who transmitted and continues to transmit Christ's message." Unlike the dramatic conversion of St. Paul, Alfredo's transformation was a slow, gradual process. It culminated 2 years later on June 16th, 2018, when Alfredo was baptized, a date that also marked the 16th anniversary of Padre Pio's canonization. Alfredo shared that his conversion was deeply influenced by the Mass, particularly the traditional Latin Mass. He explained, "That was when I converted, when I saw the beauty of that liturgy, so clean, careful, loving, and tender on the part of the priest." But before we continue with the story, in these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite Saint Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Your support helps us continue Padre Pio's mission and ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you. Take this step today to welcome his grace and guidance. Simply click the link below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Now back to our story. Yet, even after his conversion, Alfredo admits that his journey was not without challenges. He had to overcome many bad habits and faced resistance from his family and friends who didn't understand his new way of life. But he remained steadfast in his newfound faith. Heaven is valuable enough to risk everything for it. If you have to lose friendships along the way, then blessed be God. Today, Alfredo lives his faith with deep devotion. He emphasizes the importance of prayer, particularly the Holy Rosary. Without prayer and the Holy Rosary, we are dead. Through it, we ask for the final perseverance, the most precious thing in the world. This is especially important because we need order in an anarchistic society that wants to disrupt values. Not only does Alfredo pray the rosary, but he also organizes public rosary events. He is one of the leaders of the Rosary for Men initiative, which recently reached Madrid. Through these efforts, Alfredo spreads devotion to the Holy Rosary by praying it publicly in the streets of Spain's capital. Alfredo concludes his testimony with these words: "We must always carry the rosary with us and pray it often. It is vital, especially in today's society. We must remember that the devil exists and wants to destroy love, love for family, for Christ, and for holiness. He seeks to create conflict, noise, and discord, and we must remain vigilant in order to stay on the front line." And with that, we conclude today's story. Alfredo's journey reminds us of the power of faith and the enduring guidance of Padre Pio. Let us, too, remain vigilant in our faith and always turn to prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, our spiritual weapon, as Padre Pio himself instructed us. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. otherwise you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.